The National Coronavirus Command Council is expected to meet on Monday to review COVID-19 regulations. Earlier this month, the National Department of Health said it was listening to experts on whether South Africans can stop wearing masks in public. Dean of Health Sciences at Wits University, Prof. Shabir Madi, is one of the scientists advocating for the scrapping of wearing masks outdoors.
The need to wear this mask obviously is informed by trying to prevent people from getting infected in large numbers. Inadvertently, what happened in South Africa is a large percentage of the population, probably close to 70%, has already been infected with the virus at least once by end of November of last year, before the Omicron wave. And after the Omicron wave, that figure probably now sits between 80 to 85% of people have been infected with the virus at least once. Our experience with the Omicron wave was that so many people got infected over such a short period of time, even when they were wearing masks and everything else, that it essentially told us that the wearing of masks had very little value in protecting people from being infected with the virus, especially the type of masks that we were wearing. So if we are wanting to protect people against infection, and yes, there are certain individuals that we might still want to protect against infection, those are people that are at really high risk of developing severe disease, but then we need to ensure that they're wearing the right type of mask and they're wearing it correctly. We can't pretend that by wearing a cloth mask that you're actually getting any protection from being infected, or that you're actually reducing yourself being responsible for spreading the virus in the environment. So, like I said, in South Africa at this point in time, the vast majority of the population do have immunity against severe disease and death. We can do better by getting more people vaccinated, and especially getting 90% of people above the age of 50 vaccinated. That is especially important. So we can do more with vaccines. We can be even in a better space. But now we're no longer in a situation where when people get infected in large numbers, we're going to get overwhelming of our health facilities in large numbers, or we're going to get large number of people dying over a short period of time. So we're in a very different phase of the pandemic. We're very much in a recovery phase of this pandemic. And because the vast majority of the population now do have protection against severe disease, the need to continue wearing masks as a general principle is no longer necessary.
Madi said wearing masks outdoors should be an individual choice.
If you do have underlying medical conditions in particular, and if you are wanting to get added protection over and above the protection which past infection and vaccines provide against severe disease, because if you immunocompromised, as an example, even vaccines and past infection doesn't give you 100% protection against severe disease or dying from COVID-19. So if you're in that category of individuals, especially when there's more virus that starts to circulate again in South Africa, then you might want to start wearing a mask. But it needs now to come down to an individual choice rather than it being regulated indiscriminately across the population, because it has served very little value. And moving forward, it will still serve very little value when it comes to the number of people that are infected. It might just lengthen the period of time over which the same number of people will get infected by a matter of a few days or maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
He said lessons were learned during the 2 years of the pandemic and some regulations are no longer necessary.
So when we talked about physical distancing, social distancing is an example of needing to be at least 1.5, 2 meters away from someone else. That was done at a time when we thought that the main method in which this virus was spreading was between people. People that were in close proximity with each other, where these micro droplets were coming out and transmitting directly onto the other person. That's what we thought was happening. But since then, like I mentioned, we've now learned that the main mode of spread of the virus is through the airborne route, where people inhale it from the surrounding air. So physical distancing, as an example, unless you are in close proximity to someone that is coughing at you, it's probably serving very little value in protecting you from being infected, because most of the infections that are taking place in poorly ventilated indoor spaces, and not because you're sitting next to someone that is infected with the virus, but rather because someone in that indoor space has a sort of released the virus into the surrounding air, and that virus remains in that air for 2-3 hours, and a person can inadvertently then become infected with the virus. Then there's hand hygiene. Hand hygiene is a really good practice, but it doesn't do much to protect against COVID-19, which is not to say we should stop hand hygiene. We should continue with hand hygiene, but not to protect against COVID-19, but rather because of all of the other health values that you've got and it being able to protect against many other diseases. Then you've got other, what are really silly things, and they're really foolish that we're still doing it in this day and age, where we do the superficial thermal screening, where you take this device and point it at someone's hand or his neck or her head, and you take a temperature. It's got zero value. And this is something we said more than almost 2 years ago now. Doing thermal screening has got zero value in terms of identifying someone that might have a fever. And in fact, it's got no value in identifying the majority of individuals that are infected with the virus, because the majority of individuals that are infected with the virus won't actually have a fever. There isn't much that can be done when it comes to trying to protect people from being infected, because the virus is so much more transmissible than anything else we previously saw. And it was basically breaching all of these different type of defenses that we were trying to set up to protect people from being infected. We simply failed at it, and we will continue failing with it with new variants as well.
Once the NCCC has reached agreement on which COVID-19 regulations stay and which are strapped, President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the nation. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.